Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Boys getting set to tip off in about 5 minutes. Playing the Jefferson Lions this evening. Jefferson, a new addition to the PacWest Conference this year, coming up from 2A up to 3A. If you don't know where Jefferson is, located just north of Salem. And north of Salem?
No,
south of Salem.
Southeast.
What am I saying? Yeah, just south of Salem and a little bit east, yeah. They have had some good sports programs in the past, but it's been a few years. They've been down, and now they were forced to come up to 3A. Football was really ugly for them. I don't think they won any games in football this year, and I don't think they had any close games in football. And in basketball, they are 2-13, 1-4 in league. So they did beat Taft. They are ranked 43rd or 42nd when this was printed, 43rd out of the 45 3A teams. Is Taft below them?
No. Taft is 38th.
So they upset Taft. They got the win at home against Taft, 59-49. The Warriors played Taft here. It was a 23-point win, but it wasn't really that close. I mean, the Warriors kind of went deep onto their bench and kind of played around. Warriors coming off a tough loss at Santa Ana Christian on Thursday night, 41-38. And the Warriors just offensively just struggled all night long to get anything going. Defensively, they played pretty well after the first quarter.
Yeah.
In fact, we outscored them in the second, third, and fourth quarters. We got outscored by 8 in the first quarter. And just, we didn't have any big quarters after that, but we played much better defense after the first quarter.
That's, I'm the big guy.
Yeah. We struggled with him. He had 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the first half, and then 10 points in the second half. Yeah, we struggled. Anytime we didn't double team him, we were in trouble. And I, thinking back on it, what Devin tried to do is he tried to play straight up with him with Colby and then with Reagan, and neither one of those worked. Then he went to the double team after that, started in the second quarter.
And Colby denied, but had
backside help.
Had people on the backside.
Yeah. And I think Devin was hoping that Reagan could guard him one-on-one in that low post. The problem was, then he bounced out and hit two threes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, that changes your scheme, right? You think you got, okay, we'll put the big guy on him who's less mobile but can handle him in the low post maybe a little bit better, and then the kid just bounces out to the top of the key and drills the three-pointer, and you're like, well, okay, we got to double him. There's no other way to do it. So next day, I think next game we'll have a little bit different plan from the outset for him now that we've got some good tape on him and some experience playing against him. Warriors without Evan Berkey tonight. And so the starting lineup for Amity will be George Meeker in Evan's place, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton, Colby Nyseth, J.J. Howard. So what that means is that coming off the bench, instead of Meeker coming off the bench, you're probably going to have Mike Mather be your first guy off the bench. Also, as Ron and I were talking about before we came on the air, maybe looking for some more minutes for Keon Burrell tonight. He's been playing really well at the JV level.
Much better. The last couple games for JV, he's really stepped it up. Yeah.
And so and that's what you're looking for as a coach, right? Go out and be the best player on the JV floor. Then we'll talk about varsity time and varsity minutes. But you need to go out and just be a dominant player at JV before you're really ready for rotation.
He spent too much mental energy the first half of the season worrying about playing on varsity.
Yeah.
And really his whole energy should have been, as it is now, 100% JVs. Play four quarters.
Fight
the coach to play four quarters. It doesn't do any good to save two quarters in the varsity game.
Have we seen that before? We won't talk about playing time, quarters, and things like that, but that's how you develop players, right? He's not a critical rotational player early in the season, but he could be by the end of the season because he can shoot the three, right? But he needed more confidence, and he missed multiple weeks with pneumonia earlier in the year.
He was way behind
physically, and that takes a while to come back from that and to be ready to play. And now he's 100% again physically. He's gained some of his muscle back that he lost.
National anthem.
Who's that? We got a special national anthem.
He's a sophomore.
Huh? Cool. One of our musicians is going to play.
He's brilliant.
So, we're going to have the national anthem. So, hopefully, we'll let you listen in. It's going to be a trumpet. So, Jason Hansen is going to be doing this. So, enjoy this. Fantastic. Jason Hansen, Amity sophomore, doing a great job. Looking forward to hearing more of those in the future. That was excellent. Well done. Oh, hold on. I got you turned down so that you could. There we go.
Really well-rounded sophomore kid. He's really good.
Gets a nice little personal congratulations from Athletic Director Tashi Harsma. All right, Amity Warriors and the Jefferson Lions getting set to tip off here from Amity High School. For the Lions, it will be a 6-foot sophomore, number one, Hunter Courtney, number three, Drew Withy, a 5'11 sophomore, number five, Osvaldo Vasquez, a 5'6 sophomore. There's a theme here. Number 31, a 6'4 sophomore, Giovanni Lopez. So four sophomores, and then Trevor Withy, number 11, a 5'10 junior. So they're going to start four sophomores and a junior. So this is a developmental year. You know, this is them trying to get these guys some varsity experience at the 3A level and see what they can do next year. It's going to be interesting to see what Dayton looks like next year. I don't know, how good is their JV team? It's about the same as ours, right? Those are tight games.
We beat them, I think, over there. Yeah.
Close game, though.
Yeah.
And so makes you wonder, you know, what's Ron going to do next year? Ron Hoff, how's he? You know they're going to be good. They're going to compete. But it seems like with the talent they're losing from that varsity team next year, they might be down a little bit. There'll be some openings there, I think, for some other teams.
Having trouble with the scoreboard again. I think the cord's bad. We turned it on. We couldn't get it to do time on 1 o'clock. Right now they're trying to get it to do player fouls and it won't do it.
That's not good. We might have to track them. Which I can do. I used to do that. Now we'll see what happens. All right, we are ready to go. Warriors in their home white uniforms with royal trim.
I don't think she wants to go yet. Good luck to both teams.
Three-man officiating crew. And this will be a decent crew, Ron. I don't know all these guys' names, but I've seen them all officiate. Yeah. This will be a well-officiated game. And I probably won't even get threatened to get kicked out tonight. I don't see that happening.
It's
this
not
crew.
Worth it. Come on. Put your energy into your... I don't think we're going to get player fouls at all.
Well, we'll track them.
Yeah.
I'll be on it. I'll make sure I get them. All right. Lions in their road uniforms. They're black with purple and gold trim. All right. We are ready to roll. They've got jumping center is Lopez, 6'4", with Nyseth. And they won the tap but threw it out of bounds. Should be Warriors basketball. They're going to re-jump it. No. Should be Warriors basketball. There we go. One guy was going to re-jump that. But it wasn't two guys hitting the ball. They knew who it went off of.
Yeah, he clearly tapped it back.
Oh, yeah, he threw it back. Lopez with some good link there in the middle of this 2-3 zone. No. Yeah, 2-3 zone. He's going to play on a wing. Carton for three to start things off. He buries it. Oh, that's nice. Good movement of the ball around the top of that 2-3. They throw it ahead to Courtney. Courtney out to Drew Withy. Drew swings it right angle to Vasquez. Vasquez picks up his dribble. Now on top to Trevor Withy. Courtney with it. Working against this 2-3 Warrior zone. Now it's Withy. Drew gets it over to Vasquez. Vasquez back to Drew in the corner. Out to his brother Trevor. Holding the ball. They're having a hard time solving a 2-3 zone here. I'm not sure that I can't imagine that.
Where are they attacking?
I haven't seen them attack anything. Finally, they get into the post. They bobble it. Lopez loses it, gets it back. Back to Withy on top. Drew swings it to Courtney. Courtney wants to dribble drive, but he has nowhere to go there. Finally spins, kicks out to Drew Withy. Backs up. They have yet to even get close to attempting a shot. Courtney, crossover, jump step, blocked by Nice. That rebounded by Carton. Carton will take it in, and it's knocked away. Yeah, should have. Oh, but Colby Nyseth ends up with a loose ball right underneath the basket. Yeah, it looked like he never really had a plan of attack there, Carton, as he was going in. Wasn't sure what he wanted to do. Bad spacing, too. We just do not space our fast breaks well.
Well, we had three guys in the same lane.
Yeah. All crammed together within about 6 feet. There's a missed outside shot by Courtney. Rebound by Vasquez. Inside ball knocked away. Out of bounds off the Lions. I thought it was off the Warriors. Lopez had that. Couldn't hang on to it down there. 5-0 Amity. 6:06 left to go first quarter. Grove, Carton, Howard, Nyseth, Meeker on the floor. Carton with it. Swings it over to Grove and the Warrior head, going right to left in front of us. Nyseth in the corner. This is the skip pass. Come on. Ah, they don't find it. Now they go mid post. Meeker down low, hangs, misses, gets it back, puts it back up and in. He got that inside position on Lopez and he couldn't do anything about it. Save a foul, which he didn't want to get. Courtney to Withy. Drew Withy with it. Drew working on Grove a little bit on this 2-3. Gives it up in the corner to his brother, Trevor. Trevor backs it out. Works left. Kicks in the corner to Courtney. Courtney back along the wing out on top to Vasquez. Vasquez surveying this 2-3. Good active zone so far. Good movement.
Hands
recovering
up.
Quickly. Vasquez for a three. No good. Howard high for the rebound. Good job by JJ there. Got up high, pointed that well. Courtney with it. Into the corner. Meeker fakes the three. Back out to Carton on the left angle. Now Meeker in the corner. Drives baseline. Pulls up his dribble. Kicks it out to Grove in the corner. Grove mid-range. Floater.
Nice.
Got it. Nice one dribble. Got himself into that mid-range. And the Warriors with good balance here. They've had four guys score a basket. It's 9-0. Amity 30-second timeout by the Lions. So far, the Lions have shown no ability to get anything other than one three-pointer, really.
And there's no rotation like, you know, high-low or anything like that.
There's nothing that's making the defense have to work to react to the ball.
Well, they have four guys that are basically the same size. Well, number five is kind of a midget. But, you know, the big guy just roams around the key. He's not going at sharp enough angles to present himself to be able to get a pass.
And like I said, they're not doing anything, which is what you're touching on. If they were doing something like that, the defense would have to react to that, which then opens up something else.
See what they're doing against.
They're not making the defense react.
The press.
Warriors in a 2-2-1 press. They line up four across the foul line at the ball end here. They get it in. Got to come the full length of the court. Withy picks up his dribble, hooks a pass to Vasquez, top of the key with it. Gets it over to Withy. Oh, skips it over to Courtney, left corner, drives, hooks it back to Withy in the corner. That's Trevor Withy.
They like the left side. Like the left side of the court too.
They haven't done anything on the right side, have they?
Side.
Left-handed team. Drew Withy backs down. Kicks it back out to Vasquez. Vasquez hands off to Courtney out by the center circle. Drives, spins, traveled. Kicks it left corner. Withy misses the three. Long rebound to Courtney. Kicks it out. Withy for three. Hits it. That's Trevor Withy. Gets them on the board.
That's a high rebound. That's a hard one to say block out. But
Well, you got to block out the shooter.
Yep.
That was the person who was able to follow that ball way out on top. Grove for three at the other end. Good! Andrew Grove buries a three. He's got 5 points. It's 12-3 Amity. Middle to Courtney, over to Withy. Reach in foul on Niseth. That'll be the first foul of the game. Dolby. 12-3 Amity, 3:40 to go. This is the longest that Devin's gone in a while without subbing. So he must like what he's seen here and want to let them get a little rhythm.
Defensively. I don't think he... His whole substitution pattern is based on defense and rebounding.
Vasquez out on top. Dribbles to the right, gets in deep, hooks it up. He's fouled and he scores. That's two on Colby. If that's who they call it on. Yep, it is. So Colby with his second. Vasquez, that was pretty poor defense overall by the Warriors there. He was able to go from above the foul line all the way down, and the defense didn't get there until he was shooting the ball.
We switched a man that time down. We were playing 11, and whoever's guarding him let him have his right side.
Vasquez hits a free throw. He's got three, and it's 12-6. Colby, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
after the good game he had on Thursday, he stayed out of foul trouble that whole game. 12-6 Amity, 3:20 to go. Clark into the game for Niseth.
Ooh.
Kick it to Clark in the left wing. Down low to JJ. Up. A little strong, but it went in. I thought he overshot that, but I guess he banked it. I couldn't tell from our angle.
Yeah.
Put it up high off the glass. That was good job by JJ. Good control.
Remember which side of the court he's on.
I know. He loves that left side. They break the pressure. Left forecourt.
Back to the 2-3.
Yeah, I think that's a better defense against this team. They don't.
We don't match. We cannot play heads up on guards with our guards.
Yeah.
We get beat too easy.
Drew Withy, or Trevor Withy with it. Gives it up to Drew. They double him. He dribbles out to the top, away from the double team, to Vasquez. Over to Courtney. Pulls up from 18. Hits it.
That's a two.
Yep, just stepped inside. Took the one dribble to get a little closer and buried it. 14-8. Grove to Carton. Back to Grove on the right angle. In the corner, Meeker back to Grove. Shovels it to Carton. 22-footer. Good! Trent Carton. Lots of time to set his feet. The defense was slow to rotate. He had a couple of those blocked the last few games. But this defense doesn't rotate that quickly like Sandingham Christians did. Withy. 17-8 Warriors. Oh, throws it away. Gotta be careful there, JJ, with that clap.
Talk,
the direction you're clapping has everything to do with whether or not you're gonna get teed up.
Talk to Fanny Dyer.
Yep. You can't clap as you're facing the person. JJ turned just a little bit. It was close. Carton. They swing it to Meeker on the right angle. Cross court. Carton, left corner three. Is he feeling it? A little short on that one. Clark tips. Withy comes down with it. Nobody back on defense. Vasquez blocked and fouled by Carton. Carton's first foul. Third team foul on the Warriors. That's not good for the rest of the team, especially our guards, that Carton was the first person to get back and challenge that. He shot that from the corner, and he beat our other guards back down the floor. That's... If I'm Coach McShane, I'm talking to Grove and Meeker about, hey, somebody's got to get back. There's no excuse for that. Vasquez rims it in and out. You can't, Meeker out, JJ out, Gavin and, Mather in. So 1:40 to go first quarter, 17-8 Amity. One more for Vasquez, missed the first one. Barry's the second one. He looks like a good foul shooter. Good rotation on the ball. It's two out of three now. 17-9 Warriors. Grove in the corner to Meeker. Back to Grove. High post Carton wraps it around to the corner to Gavin. He misses everything from about 10 feet. Withy throws it ahead to his brother. Down low, Vasquez. Clark cuts him off. Swinging out to Courtney for three. Fading to the right. Buries it. Well, we stopped the inside. We didn't get back on the outside. 17-12, Warriors. Carton to Grove. Back to Carton. Carton. It's a 1-2-2 now. Looks like. Where the functions, yeah, I think. Carton on top for three. Hits it! He is 3 out of 4 from three-point range. Ride that hot hand early here. 20-12 Warriors. It's the best shooting we've seen by anybody in a long time. In the corner, Withy drives. Vasquez blocked by Carton. Grove with it. Gotta look up. Pushes hard. Takes it in himself. Lays it up. No good. Ball out of bounds off of the Warriors. Well, you gotta finish that.
That little underhand scoop instead of a, just a good lay-in. I don't like that.
Tried to finesse
old,
it.
Old school.
I know. We're guilty. Lions ball. 20-12 Warriors with 25 seconds to go. Vasquez to Withy. Gets it across to the middle to Courtney. Lays it up. Misses. Clark got over there just enough to affect it. But there was a breakdown defensively there. Carton going the other way. Pulls up for three.
No.
Hits it!
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Trent Carton has the hot hand.
Where was that Thursday?
Four out of five.
Thursday. Man alive.
4 out of 5 from three-point range. They hook a pass ahead to Vasquez. Puts up a deep three. No good. What a quarter for Trent Carton. 12 in the first. And the Warriors have a 23-12 lead over the Jefferson Lions. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Beginning of the second quarter here from Amity High School, the Warrior boys with a 23-12 lead over the Jefferson Lions. Warriors with a great shooting first quarter, especially Trent Carton, who went 4 out of 5 from three-point range. Andrew Grove hit a three, as well. He's got 5 points. No fouls on Jefferson. Three fouls on the Warriors. Colby Nyseth has 2. Carton has 1.
Kobe's were hustle fouls.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Lions with the ball to start the second quarter. So there's something I don't know, Ron. We did not win the tap. It went out of bounds, but they're getting the alternating possession. So I guess it counted. Well, we counted as having the first possession.
Yeah.
There. That's it. I would have to think about that one a little bit to have gotten that right. Vasquez on top. Doubled. Nice help by Mikey. Man-to-man defense now for the Warriors. Into the game for the Lions. 35, Coleman Chase. Courtney on top. Puts up a three. Hits it. That's a tough shot. Because that wasn't bad defense by Trent. He closed out well. So that's the one kid that could really shoot, it looks like, Ron. He's got a pair of threes and 8 points. 23-15. In the corner. Carton to Grove. Throws it out of bounds. Mikey was cutting away from him.
One-handed pass.
Yep. When you make the one-handed pass, you can't pull it back unless you're Michael Jordan, right? We don't have anybody with hands that big. Courtney works his way in. Fades back. He's feeling it. He misses that one. Carton with the rebound gets stripped. And with he misses the lay-in. Coleman Chase misses the lay-in. Put back. They'll reset. Out to Withy. Withy. Gives it to Vasquez. Gets in deep. Kicks it back out. Courtney
Switch.
For three. No good.
Yeah, love it.
Mikey with the rebound. Mather. We've got a timeout taken by Coach McShane. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 6:43 left to go. Second quarter, 23-15 Warriors. So what happened on that? Carton got the rebound, and as he turned, I don't remember who that was. I think it was Trevor Withy just stripped the ball from him. He didn't even know he was there. One of those that almost always is going to result in a foul, but Withy, it looked to me like got it all clean, was able to just strip the ball from Trent. One of those tricky things because you want to, Trent was looking to push the ball. The right way to do it is to grab the rebound, turn, pivot, make a pass. But when you're a ball handler, you're thinking, I'm going to push the ball off the floor. And Withy was in a great position defensively there. Forced the turnover. Warriors get lucky, though. And they miss 2 lay-ins. Warriors with the ball, up 8. Mike feeds a high post to Gavin. Carton on the left wing, back out on top to Mather. Let brings go. It right side to Grove. Grove in the corner to Clark. Clark. High post. Parton. Parton. Knocked away. Knocked away again. Grove tips it to Mather for three. Short. Gavin with the rebound. Gavin sets it back up to Grove. Good job by Gavin Watson on that offensive rebound. Good look from Mike. 1-2-2 zone. And they foul Watson. Foul, yeah. That's going to be on number five, Osvaldo Vasquez. Coming back in, JJ and Meeker. Probably going to get Trent and Grove, I would think. Nope, Clark and Grove. Keeping Carton in there. He has been the whole offense, so. Might be a little nervous about taking him out until he cools off. They lob in on the inbounds to Watson. Watson starts to drive off his foot, picked up by Mather. Mather, man-to-man defense now, feeds Watson in the high post. Drives, hangs, fouled, almost scored. Yeah, that's a better for him. When it's, if he goes against the zone, he struggles. When he can go man-to-man, foul's gonna be on Drew Withey, his first, second team foul on the Lions to the line. It's a shooting foul, so Watson to shoot two. Misses the first one off the back of the rim. One more coming for the junior.
Oh boy, we can't be 6-for-16 again like Thursday. There it is.
1-for-2 now. Watson hits it. 30-second timeout taken by the Lions. Coach Thompson. Warriors are up 24-15. 30-second timeout. We'll stay here.
It took them too long to recognize it was man-to-man and get into an offense. There's too much dribble. That's why Trent got himself in trouble. Get it back to the point guard. Andrew's got to call for the ball and then get into an offense. Coach is yelling it, but he's the wrong end of the floor. We can do Nova where they come up the screen and roll because you're going to get a bad mismatch.
Yeah.
I mean, the big guy hasn't been back in since he went out. And 35 is not, it's not a post. Number one is tough.
Yeah, Courtney Kidd is a solid ball player. Hunter Courtney is 6 foot sophomore. He's got 8 of their 15 points.
I think he's more like 5'10".
Yeah. Giving you the listed. Withey uses up his dribble. Oh, why do you get another one? Knocked away and a reach in foul on Gavin, I think. Nope, Meeker. Didn't see that. Meeker with his first fourth team foul.
We had him trapped. We didn't have to reach for the ball.
Yeah, it's where you just keep the trap and play the passing lanes. Courtney with it. Right angle at the Warrior head. Withey. Kicks it in the corner to Vasquez. Dribbles around the top. Parton on him. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Vasquez.
There it is.
Lost it. Gets it back. Good pressure defense there. Finally gets it off to Drew Withey. Drew drives to the elbow. Back out. Chase for three. Hits it. Coleman Chase. Nobody guarding him.
Switched off on the dribbler. Can't leave your man.
Carton with it.
They can make threes.
6-point game. Left corner. They try to feed Meeker down low. Knocked out of bounds by Withey.
They're feisty. They're a good little team. Shoot ball-wise.
Yeah. Well, they've got 4 threes so far.
You can make up for a lot of
deficiencies
with a nice
Howard
turnover.
Off of JJ and out of bounds.
Shoot the dribble.
Hunter knocked it away from him on the dribble. Lions ball, 24-18. Vasquez. 1-2-2 for the Warriors, full court. Gets it to Withey. Withey, back to the middle. Courtney, left corner, Chase for three. That looked good. He missed it. Withey with the rebound. He's fouled inside by Carton or Watson.
Carton.
Yep. It's going to be Carton's second foul. That'll get Grove back into the game. Warriors have scored 1 point in 3.5 minutes here. Withey misses the first one. One more coming for Trevor Withy. Misses them both. JJ with the rebound inside. Not because he boxed out, because he's longer. Because they were both fighting for it side to side. He's got to box out down there. In the corner, Watson. Watson, jump pass over to Grove. Three-pointer. No good. Watson with a rebound.
Oh, he got fouled.
Yeah, he was hit going back up. He tried to go up without bringing it down, and he ended up getting hammered. No call. Watson with a great offensive rebound inside. Couldn't finish. Vasquez, 24-18, 4:10 to go in the first half. With the out on top, high post, Courtney jumps. JJ with the block. Jump ball. Nice job, JJ, with that long reach.
First time we've seen him go straight up instead of down on a guy.
He let the guy bring the ball into him instead of going to try to smack the ball. Warriors on the alternating possession get it. Grove on the left angle into the corner to Meeker. Meeker's scoreless, right? No, he's got 2 points. They feed Watson, low right. High post Meeker, bobbles, scoops it out to Grove, left corner three.
Oh.
Off the top of the backboard. They throw it ahead, and Grove knocks it away and steals it from behind. What a great hustle play by Andrew Grove. Grove shovels it ahead to Meeker. Meeker back to Grove, on top Watson. Down low, JJ had a good steal. Crazy left hand reverse.
I don't know what that was all about.
Drew the foul. And he looks over at Coach McShane. He's like, yeah, I know. I should have taken it up with my right hand. You see that? It's like, I know.
Oh, it was such great efforts to shoot a loop-de-loop when you have a wide
He open. Did everything right. Sealed off, caught the ball, but he did not want to shoot with that right hand. JJ to the line to shoot too. Oh, who was the foul on? Shoot. Bandana, who was that foul on? 35? So that foul was on, Coleman Chase, his first. JJ hits the first foul shot. One more coming. Rattles it and gets it to drop. Clark back into the game for Watson. 2-2-1 zone still for the Warriors. 26-18. Amity with the lead. Withy to the middle. Courtney flicks it over to Withy. Back on top. Vasquez for three. JJ got a piece of it. Nobody knew it. Ball blocked from behind, and the Warriors come out of there with it. Meeker. I think that was a block by Mather from behind on that offensive rebound putback. That's, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second here. There's something that didn't happen there that should have happened. I'll talk about it here in just a second. Clark in the corner. Finds JJ in the mid post. Down low, Meeker. Ball fake. Up. Misses. Clark with the rebound. He's fouled. So, when JJ blocked that shot, he didn't let anybody know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you gotta yell that. When you block an outside shot like that, you have to let your teammates know. Peace. You know, short. Something like that. So everybody's looking for it. Everybody turned the, Clark had Meeker. And did that get tipped before it got to Meeker?
No, it went right off.
Right off of Meeker's hands.
It was a rocket. Bullet pass, yeah.
But he had Meeker on that cut. It was the right idea between Clark and Meeker there, and they had it. Ooh.
Everything has to be over, three parts.
All three now?
Yeah.
Not just
ball,
two out of the
ball
three.
Ball of 2 feet.
Okay. Because that should have been, it would have been over back in previous years. Chase on the wing, Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Back to Vasquez, he hands off to Withy on top. 26-18, Warriors, 2:20 to go in the first half. Chase for three. No good. Rebound. Mather. Mike. Kicks it to Grove. Right wing. Three. No good. Courtney with the rebound.
These are just hard rebounds. They're so.
Withy to Courtney. Right corner off of Vasquez's hands. He wanted to make a move before he had the ball. Carton in. And Carton's going to get Mike out. So it's Carton, Grove, Howard, Clark, and Meeker on the floor for the Warriors right now. 1:56 left to go. First half, 26-18. Amity.
See if Meeker.
JJ in the high post. They forced that one.
Wow. Sorry.
Yeah, they forced it into that middle of that zone. There wasn't a lot of space to get that in there. Chase for three. No good. Meeker with the rebound. Meeker pushes hard up the left side, knocked away from behind and off of Meeker and out of bounds. He was trying to decide to pass it, to drive, and Got wolfed. I didn't hear any teammates warning him either. That's not good.
And Clark was in the right.
No, I mean, nobody warning Meeker. There was somebody coming from behind.
Right.
This team needs to talk better.
But
didn't help each other out there.
Reagan was running. He was in the right lane.
Man-to-man defense now for the Warriors.
JJ's got the shooter.
Withy to Chase. Clark on him. Back out on top to Withy. High post Courtney. Meeker on him. Scoops it out to Vasquez, right corner. Starts to drive. Double team there. Slapped away. Grove with the steal. Grove works up the middle. Gets it to Carton. 54 seconds to go in the first half. Carton back to Grove on top.
Open.
Yeah, he hasn't shot in a while.
There you go. Right here.
JJ.
Wow.
That's got to be a quick pass over to the left wing. Yep. He was thinking about, should I drive, should I shoot? He has to just see that defense and know there's a guy open.
They're preaching to him to turn and shoot it. Him and Gavin and Kobe, when they get the puck, they're like.
Who is that?
Who's that one on? Mandana? Mandana. Who's that on? Three.
Okay. Second. Right, we're trying to track fouls here, so second. That's the second on Drew with the Warriors. Get it in. Carton baseline hangs. Ow. Gets the basket.
Should have been and one.
Yeah, it looked like it. Carton with his first basket of the second quarter. 28-18 Warriors.
Don't give up a three here.
Courtney gets in deep, hangs. JJ blocks it. And
he
came down hard on the arm there. All he had to do was keep his hand up. The ball was coming up to him. He has so much potential as a shot blocker, Ron.
He was way up on top of it.
Yeah. But brought the arm down.
Yeah.
Every time you do it, it doesn't matter. Even if you get all ball. We saw that the other night. We had somebody that had a great check, knocked somebody to the floor, and got called for the foul.
This is their best shooter, too.
Yeah.
Ball got inside somehow.
Hunter Courtney hits the first. He's got one more. Chance to cut this to 8. 30 seconds to go. And he does. He's the one that looks like plays like a basketball player.
You can tell by his shoes.
Yeah.
Those are expensive shoes, I know.
Yeah. I don't judge anybody by their shoes. I've been beat by some people with cheap shoes on. Grove with it.
Gotta be getting a couple balls to Trent.
Meeker.
Trent.
Back to Grove, 12 seconds.
Look for your shot.
Trent at the Warrior head. Skips it over to Andrew. Andrew goes baseline, pulls up from 10. JJ with a foul, away from the ball.
He's just screening.
No. 10, what?
Yeah,
30. There we go. Change. Hey, we don't have a 10 out there.
They're teaching him. They want that low screen. He's holding his ground. The guy pushes him. It's a tough call. That's what they want him to do.
Yep. Well, there's an art form to it to not get called. Courtney knocked away by Clark and Howard. Good defense there. Clark with good defense and Howard with good help stopped Courtney on that quick break. They really attacked that middle on that press break. 28-20 after two quarters. Warriors with a poor offensive second quarter. Just 5 points in that quarter run. We'll take a quick break and be back with some halftime stats for you. Big Warriors supporter. Graduated from here back in the 90s.
He's got a boy that plays on our JV2 team.
He's not built like Caleb, unfortunately. Caleb's what, 6'5"?
6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah. Big kid. Big kid, yeah. Was a big kid, I'm sure. He was long. Now he's big.
So we had 9 turnovers to their 7. And they had 4, I have them for 4 threes, is that right?
Yeah. 2 by Courtney, he's got 10 points.
Yeah, they're 4 for 12 from the 3-point line. But they've only shot 6 times from the field. That's what I have, and they've made 3.
From 2-point range?
Yeah, they made 3. Is that right?
I've only got them for 2 makes.
Okay, 2 for 6.
Courtney's made 1, and Vasquez made 1.
2 for 6.
Yeah. The Warriors have done, outside of giving up some open threes, we've done a pretty good job overall defensively. Where we've really struggled is more in transition with them. They haven't scored a lot of points, but they've had some opportunities in transition where our defense has been slow to get back.
Well, we got too many turnovers. We got 9 turnovers that turned into baskets.
Well, and we've got too many guys dropping below the foul line on the offensive end when a shot goes up. You got to keep somebody back. They want to get out and run. You got to have somebody that drops back quick to take away that fast break opportunity. I think the Warriors, probably won the rebounding battle in that first half, didn't they?
2, 4, 6, 9, 11, 13 to their 8.
Yeah.
But
it
they
felt
had,
like that.
They had four offensive rebounds that were killers. They kicked it back out a couple times to get threes.
So we got about 4 minutes to go here. It's 28-20 at halftime. Warriors really just need to come out
intense on defense like we were the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, fundamentally sound on both ends of the floor, and you're going to win this game going away.
Yeah.
It's when you get a little sloppy, a little lazy, take it for granted that you're up by double digits. That's when a team that's not quitting can hurt you. And they've got...
Well, the one kid can shoot.
Hunter Courtney can shoot the ball.
Better figure out where he's at.
Yep. I think this would be a good game to practice a box and one.
Well, if we had...
We haven't done that this
Meeker,
year.
Excuse me, we're missing Berkey. If Berkey was on, it put him on that kid.
Yeah, he'd shut him down.
Yeah.
So this is, to me, this is a great opportunity to do some different things with your defense. I think you could go a box and one a little bit on that kid. Put Meeker on him.
Meeker?
I think you could do Meeker on that kid.
He plays away from the basket too much.
Yeah.
George can play good enough defense to guard him.
That's what I'm saying.
Trent and Andrew can't guard.
No, I'm saying put Meeker on the Courtney kid.
Put Meeker
on the Courtney kid.
Exactly.
And then go a box zone and give him a different look. And it's a good chance for Devin to throw some different defensive looks out there and practice them. Because this is a team that has really one good offensive player, and everybody else is feeding off of him, relying on him to get attention. And if you play a lot of denial of him, I don't think they've got much of an offense, the other four guys. I think they'd have a hard time running their offense. So that's just me. That's my coach thinking, like, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for a box and one.
From Meeker, the next best defensive player is George.
From Berkey to George, yeah. And then I would say on the perimeter after that, Gavin is but isn't, right?
Yeah.
Gavin is much more valuable playing passing lanes and helping on block shots and things like that, you know, coming across and help defense than he is just guarding one guy. I think that if I went after Meeker tonight, I'd probably go to Carton on something like that. Trent's played some pretty good defense this year. He's worked hard. He just gets handsy. He wants to steal the ball sometimes. That gets him. He gets excited when he sees a guy in trouble. And rather than just let the guy be in trouble and make a mistake, too often players want to take advantage of somebody being in trouble and steal the ball from them directly. Gets him into trouble. All right. I'm good. What's that? What'd you do to it?
I didn't run it.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back. 1:45 left to go here at halftime. Warriors on top of the Lions, 28-20. We'll be right back.
What you saying? It's not going to be
defense for the Warriors.
Did you have a pipeline into the halftime?
No, we're just smart, Ron. We just know basketball. Courtney drives, spins, hangs. That's a tough shot, and he gets it. Spinning back to his
goes hard
left
right,
hand.
Comes back to his good hand.
Yep. It's a great move. It's not an easy shot. Three-pointer, not. Oh, banked in! Trent Carton, we were looking right behind that shot, and it was way
long.
Off.
It
was long and right off the glass. Carton with his fifth three of the night. He's got 17. Goodness. When it's going well, it's going well, Ron. Even your misses are good. Courtney hits a three,
goodness. And
he's feeling it.
You gotta put somebody up on him, man.
Well, might have to come and double him, get rid of the ball. Meeker left wing to Grove on top. Grove to Carton. Back to Grove. Swing to Meeker. Meeker for three from the left wing. Hits it! Oh my goodness. We had no offense in the second quarter. We've got 6 points in this quarter. We had five in the second quarter.
Got to place the defense on just one guy.
Yep. Courtney looking for a screen. Gives the ball up to Withy. Fakes the three. JJ up on him. Over to Drew Withy. Drew back out on top to Courtney. Courtney works to the right, steps back for three, hits it. He is feeling it. Goodness. He has 18 in the game, 8 and a quarter, Ron.
Yeah.
Grove, high post, Howard, back out. Meeker, left corner three. That's what you need to do. Rebound inside, knocked away. No box out. We just went up for the rebound, and Courtney ends up getting the board. He's best player on the floor tonight, though. No question about it. Withy out on top. JJ up on him. Don't need to be out that far. Not over enough. To Drew Withy.
Just, you're going to have to play denial on. You can't let this kid get the ball back.
Yeah. Withy drives, pulls up, mid-range, no good. JJ tips, Meeker corrals it. Good hustle by George to chase that down. Over to JJ on the left. He'll take it in, lay it up, too strong. Nice, Seth puts it up and in. Oh, JJ had the bunny, but he went up too strong with it. Good job by Colby to stay there and pay attention. That'd be an easy one to kind of relax on. You thought JJ was going to have that. Nice drive by JJ on the left side. Hunter Courtney steps back for three and hits another one. This is the best shooting we've seen since the kid from De La Salle lit us up for 20 and a quarter. This kid's got 11.
Can't let him get the ball.
He's got 11 in 2 minutes and 46 seconds.
Who else are you going to put on it?
I mean, I had some scoring bursts in my life, but I don't know if I ever got 11 in 2 minutes.
He's really feeling it. Those two were step-back jumpers.
Step-back threes, yeah.
Yeah, step-back jumpers.
Started the drive, step-back, rhythm shot. Nice-looking ball player. We're going to be haunted by him next year. He's only going to get better.
he's got some size for a sophomore.
They list him at 6 foot, but he's a solid 6 foot. He's not a frail. You know, the kid from Gold Beach.
Yeah.
Had everything, but he was skinny.
Little.
This kid, maybe not quite as explosive of an athlete, but he's a ball player. He's a highly skilled sophomore who's very confident with the ball in his hands. Alright.
Bet his coach could shoot that way.
Warriors basketball, 36-31. Left wing, three pointer, Carton short, airballed that one. Withy with it, Carton trying to match Courtney. Courtney with it, Carton picks him up, kind of Courtney with the drive, should have been offensive, it is. Good job by Colby Nyseth to step in and take that foul from Hunter Courtney, his first. That can slow a guy down a little bit when you get a charge. That can take away some of your aggressiveness. Warriors with the ball up 5, 36-31.
We just need to be more patient right here.
Down low to Nyseth, turn.
That's the one.
Little right-hand hook shot up and in. Good job of using his body to create a little space for that hook shot.
They don't have anybody who can stop him inside. He just needs to stay in the game.
He just overpowered the big kid. Lopez down low. Courtney with the drive. Loses it. Gets it back out to Withy. Withy. Doesn't know what to do with the ball. Now he drives left. Gets in deep. Kicks it back out to Trevor Withy. Back over to Drew. On top. Now see.
You got Trent on.
You got denial now. Trent.
Deny.
Yep, Trent denying
don't watch
Courtney.
Anything else.
Good job by Trent right there. Makes him work hard to get the ball. He's got it on the left wing.
He's going to come back.
Courtney spins, going to get Trent with a push.
That's the problem there because that's his third.
That's his third. So you need to rotate somebody on there. That's going to get Mike into the game for Trent. See what Mather does on this. Mikey's a good athlete. I just don't know how he is as a man defender when you're denying. We'll see. Find out quick. He's not as big as Courtney. Courtney's stronger, thicker. Withy. 5 second call. Good defense by the Warriors. It was a quick five, Ron. Felt like it.
Yeah, well,
felt like
watching,
a four.
We were watching all the movement. We lost count. We weren't standing on the side watching the ball.
Halfway through the third quarter, Warriors up 38-31. On top, Mather swings it to Grove. Back to Mather. Over to Meeker. Looking inside, now goes down low to Nyseth. Nyseth out to the corner, Grove, wide open three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. That's a good play though by Nyseth. He worked that left post and got it, a wide open three for Grove in the right corner because he was aggressive and drew the help defense. Courtney with it in the mid post, backing his way down, jumps into Mike and draws the foul. It's a good spin. First one on Mather tonight.
Problem with him going to the foul line. His automatic.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
You got to deny him before he gets the ball. Once he gets the ball, he's going to dribble the ball well enough to get himself a shot.
Ron, I'm going to show you something here that you may not have noticed. He's going to play taller than he is. Look at how short his neck is.
Yeah.
How high his shoulders are. He may only be listed at 6 foot, but he's going to play an inch or two taller because of how high his shoulders are. When he stands next to somebody, look at where the top of his shoulder is, and he gets a steal going the other way after making two foul shots, crosses over. JJ didn't get there to help out, and Courtney scores, and he is a nightmare for us right now. It's 38-35. One kid destroying the Warriors this quarter. Warriors with it. Meeker, left angle, down low to Nyseth, turns, Banks scores. Good job. Colby Nyseth with eight. Makes it back to a 5-point lead.
The place of defense before he gets the ball. Oh, he's got Kobe.
Nyseth on him now with two fouls, trying to take away his post move. Colby not super quick, but he is strong. Denying 20 feet from the basket. That's what you like. This is what happens, young man, when you start hitting shots, and he's complaining. See him complaining to the official about the contact. They kick it back out, Vasquez, and they're going to get Nyseth on the bump.
Oh, my goodness.
He asked for that foul, and he got it. Oh, my. Whew. Vrell in, and that gets Meeker out. Switching up their defense here. So Keon's going to come in and play defense. That's okay. He's got five to burn, right?
Yeah.
Vasquez with the ball. Keon's got good length. Hunter Courtney with it, 28 feet from the basket.
Clock went nuts. Everything went off.
Our clock just went off. We lost the score and everything else.
We can't bring in another score, control because it's not compatible.
Yeah.
The machine is actually failing.
It is. This is not good. We got a flip chart somewhere. We might have to do manual. There should be about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left in this quarter. Something like that.
He's got 238. We're still up by five, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
45. You didn't score last time, did
you? 40-35.
Yeah, I think so. So we do have a clock malfunction issue.
40-35.
We won't even blame Janelle for this one. I think we're starting to have a board short circuit in the controller.
We're going to have to search around. The junior high one is the same clock. We could go over and get the junior high one for the girls.
Maybe. I don't know where they store it. Have to call Mary.
Well, Carl knows. Carl's here.
Carl might, yeah. Where is he? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, Tashi. Is the middle school one compatible? I think the middle school one might be compatible.
It's the same scoreboard.
Check with Carl.
Carl.
All right, we'll see.
Nice.
There's a steal by Andrew Grove on the inbound while we were doing that.
Foul.
And that should be a foul. How do you not get that call right in front of the official? He hip-checked Grove. Good job by Grove to hang onto the ball. Mikey feeds Nyseth down low. Scoops it up and in. JJ's got to get to the other side of the key when Colby catches the ball.
Yeah, because
he came right into Colby's path as he was posting. He's got to understand that spacing. And the rebound's going to be on the other side. Inside, there's a miss. Great defense by Vrell. Here comes Nyseth, pushing the other way. Leaves it for JJ.
Open.
Shoots. Off. No good. Ball loose. On the sideline with, he gets it. 42-35 Warriors.
That right hand, we gotta have it, man.
He's gotta improve that. He gotta be able to finish with both hands around the rim. With, he gives it up to Vasquez. To Courtney, way out on top.
Make him go left. Get over here.
Works
over
left.
Here.
Good job by Vrell to cut him off. With, he drives.
Oh, he can't leave
kicks
him.
To Vasquez. Yeah, Vrell lost him, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's got him again. JJ had to tell him where he was. There's a drive by Withy, kicks out Withy, the other Withy with the shot. JJ blocks it. Withy comes down with it. Back out on top. They swing it to Courtney on the left angle. He'll take a three.
Missed.
No good. Mikey had it, and he gets it.
There's another foul.
Oh, my goodness. He's just laying on his back and no call. Grove, left corner three. Nope. Too strong. Rebound Withy inside. Drew Withy with it. Throws it ahead to Courtney. JJ can bring that help defense. Falling down. Missing the shot. Rebound JJ inside. Courtney trying to force everything now. He lost his hot hand, Ron. 42-35. Mikey in the left corner.
Oh, look at the post. Oh.
Get it out. Try to shovel in the high post. Nice F right to the rim and scores with the right hand. Colby with 12.
Inside, either one of those two guys can beat the...
Colby just dominating in the paint right now on the offensive end. He scored our last three baskets. Withy to Courtney. Courtney working on Varell. Varell has shut him down since he's been in the game.
Coming back.
Courtney tried to step back. Good close out by Varell. On top Vasquez. Vasquez gets a screen. Works away from the screen. Kicks it back out to Courtney. Gets to the foul line. Good help defense there by the Warriors. And Varell comes out of there with it. Can't get it off. But that's a great end of the third quarter. Keon Varell did a great job. Good help defense there by Nicef on that last one when he beat Varell. It is 44-35 as we go to the fourth quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Team like Dayton or Sandy M all by himself.
Just about. Yeah. Talking about Hunter Courtney from Jefferson, he had 15 points in the second quarter, 10 in the first half, so 25 through three quarters. And he was hot.
Best pure shooter we've seen.
All year?
In our league.
Yeah, maybe, for sure. Maybe period.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who he reminds me of is James Moore when he played for Blanchette. Moore was a little bit taller. That left hand, right?
It's down low. You get on top of him. He doesn't take it up above his head. It's right off his shoulder.
Yep. But a lot of hesitations, pump fakes, spins, take it to the basket if you close out too much.
Always comes back left.
Yep. But James Moore would do that to you also. You'd close out on him, and he'd get a little contact and get to the foul line. Down low, Nicef with it, kicks it to Varell. Right angle three, little off. J.J. can't quite get to that one. Good position there by Drew Withy. Withy with it. Mikey on him. Man-to-man defense still. Boy, Colby had a nice third quarter there. Played the whole 8 minutes. Only committed one foul.
Don't foul.
They kick it out on the right angle to Courtney. Courtney works it back to Withy. He's getting tired, I think, Ron. He's had to work hard. Vasquez, and they're going to get Varell with a hold.
Oh, my goodness. The coach called that.
It's going to be the first on Varell. He said he was holding on to him with two hands on his jersey. That may have been. I don't know.
We just need to get in his head a little bit, get him mad.
There's nothing wrong with some fouls. Timeout taken by Coach Thompson. They couldn't get that ball in very well. That's one of the ways to take somebody out of the rhythm is to foul them a couple times away from the ball. It slows down everything, makes them have to work harder physically, and it's okay. We can take that. We've got four team fouls in the second half. They've only got one, by the way, because they're not getting called for any of these hip checks or hanging on the back or any of that stuff. We've got a full timeout.
If we're patient, the inside's the key.
Colby's killing
Colby can kill him.
Yeah. He has that power dribble and then up, and they don't know how to handle that. He's too strong for anybody they have. And they don't have a shot blocker either.
They don't have anybody who can guard him.
Thursday night, you couldn't do that because that kid would just wait for you to go up, and he'd go up about a foot above the rim if he needed to. Reagan told me that's the same kid from Sandy M. Christian that won the state 15 and 3,000, or district 15, 3,800.
Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a runner.
Outstanding runner.
Doesn't play football.
Yeah.
He looks like a tight end to me.
You were upstairs keeping the stats, Reggie and I, but remember him running up here last spring?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the same kid. But I remember him looking big, strong.
Legs.
And just run
powerful
like crazy. So he's an elite athlete. He's a great middle and long distance runner and a phenomenal basketball player. And I think Reagan thought he ran cross country too. So they get it into Chase in the corner. Now it's Withy. Withy. JJ picks him up on the switch to Vasquez. Back to Withy on top. High post. Courtney.
Good D.
Good job by Varell. Rebound by Nicef, and the Warriors come the other way. Keon done a great job. He's been our best defender on him tonight. Without Berkey, maybe Varell's our second best man defender. Skip pass Varell over to Grove, drives baseline, little floater. Came up short. JJ with the rebound. Blocked from behind. JJ gets it back. Kick it back out. Mather, left corner three. Halfway down, won't stay. And the big kid Lopez pulls down the rebound.
How could that not be a foul?
Well, they haven't called much inside like that. Courtney kicks it out to Withy. Withy trying to drive. Back to Courtney. Burrell played the passing lane. Through the hands of Lopez and out of bounds. Courtney should have taken the shot there. He made that turn and had the shot. He made the pass instead. Should have been a bounce pass to Lopez. He threw him a bullet right through his hands. Mike out and Trent back in. So it's Drell, Grove, Nyseth, Carton, and Howard on the floor for the Warriors. Grove hands off to Carton on the left wing. Skip pass. Drell. Offensive foul on Jay inside. So I don't know. He said he had his elbows up and he was pushing. That's what they're, he's telling at least we're getting an explanation tonight. JJ out, Clark in.
They want them to set that screen, but it's an impossible screen.
Well, there's an art form to it. You have to be disciplined on that. It's easy to get a foul called on it. Very easy. Withy, hands off to Vasquez. Vasquez.
We want them to handle the ball.
Yes, absolutely.
Right here, Keon, get tough. He's going to come around.
On top, they hand it to Courtney. 24 feet out. Varell up on him now. He's backed off a little bit on his aggressiveness. He's tired. Good denial. Courtney with a carry. Got away with it. Misses the shot. Colby had it. Corrals it. Oh, he got away with a carry. My goodness. Wow. They haven't called a lot of fouls on them, and they haven't called the carry. Fourth quarter, 5:34 to go. They feed Nyseth in the high post. Nyseth fouled. I thought they were going to call him for a travel, Ron. He got tripped. Second team foul in the second half. This one called on number, who'd they call it on?
Three.
Withy, that's his third, yep. Nobody really in foul trouble. Trent and Colby both have three. We've got 5.5 minutes to go. Warriors up 9, 44-35. Colby hits the free throw. Boy, last two games for Colby Nyseth, Ron. Much improved. He's got 13 tonight. One more for the senior forward. Short.
Oh.
And Withy clears the rebound. Vasquez at the Warrior head. Going right to left in front of us. Vasquez still dribbling, looking for a screen from Courtney. Good job by Keon. Courtney now comes out to get the ball. Drives. Help defense from Clark. Lopez misses everything. Missed the rebound. Grove didn't box out. And that was Vasquez with his basket on the offensive rebound putback. Back to an 8-point game. Inside, Nyseth. Hangs. No foul.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Gracious.
Not calling much inside. Felt like Colby had a foul there.
Let anybody else shoot, but.
Yeah, Vasquez hands it to Courtney out by the center circle almost. Now he works toward Vrell, top of the key. Fakes the shot, gives it to Vasquez. He's tired. Hands off to Withy. Withy. Hand off to Courtney. Courtney will take a 22-footer. Short. Clark with the rebound. Hooks it out to Carton. And there's a foul from behind on Withy. That'll be his fourth. Drew Withy. He's their second best ball handler. Timeout taken by Coach McShane. Gonna get Meeker back in. Might be getting Varell a break here. I don't know.
I wouldn't take
Boy, I wouldn't
out.
Either. He's played well. Maybe they're going to go small. I don't know what they're doing. They're drawing it up on the floor. Full timeout. We'll be right back on KLYC. 4:16 left to go. Fourth quarter from Amity High School. The Warriors lead the Jefferson Lions 45-37 in this boys basketball game. Ron, 8 fouls called total in this second half. And it hasn't lacked for physicality. This officiating crew has not called very many touch fouls. It'll be Warriors basketball. So Clark back out, Meeker in. Warriors with the ball, Carton.
We could run some clock here. We got an 8-point lead. We don't have to shoot.
Carton, left angle three, hits it.
All right, we'll take that.
Well, we'll take that. Trent Carton with another three. He's got 20 in the game. That is his sixth three-pointer of the game. He's missed three, I think.
There it is.
Courtney drives, loses it. Carton comes up with a steal. Carton slows it down. Smart move. Run a little clock here. 3:45 with an 11-point lead. Swings it over to Meeker on the left angle. Meeker dribbles out around top. Waiting for somebody to come and get him. Now it's out to Grove. Back to Meeker. Going to make this zone come out.
Pass it back.
Yeah, make this zone come out of there. They're playing a 1-2-2 zone. On top. Now they go high post. Nyseth fakes, turns, just missed that one. Left it short. That was a great move.
First
gave
miss.
A little fake and then missed that little 6-footer there right in front of the rim.
We didn't have to shoot it.
No, but it was a good shot. It wasn't a forced shot. 11-point lead for the Warriors coming up on the 3-minute mark. Offensive foul on 31 inside. I didn't see that.
He pushed Kobe.
Lopez with the foul, his first fourth team foul. That's what they've called more than anything is away from the ball, right?
It's not part of the action. If you've got
they
the
haven't
ball,
been calling things that have affected the play. They're calling things that don't affect the play.
Yeah.
It's weird. Warriors with the ball up 11 at the 3-minute mark. Devin says back it out. Going to pull him out of this zone. Make him come out. Grove with the drive. Shovels out to Carton for three.
I don't think so.
No. Nyseth inside.
That's a foul.
Misses. Ball's loose and Carton battling. Can't get it. Vasquez with it. Ahead to Withy. Withy on the left wing. Hesitation. Oh my goodness. He took an extra step.
Not the NBA, buddy.
James Harden might get away with that. Nobody else. Nobody at this level. 2:34 to go. 48-37. Amity on top by 11. Grove. Looking for a little screen. Gets it. Turns the corner all the way in. Lays it up. Foul. Well, he got hit on top of the head as he was going up. So I'll give him a little slack on that one. Would have been nice to have made that and got an and one. Courtney hit him, and he's tapping his chest like, yeah, coach, I got him. I smacked him on top of the forehead as he was going up. Grove will shoot two. Tell you what, Lions play hard for Coach Thompson.
Yeah, and defense is where they're – it's a forte. They play good defense.
Work hard, and that's the first key to playing good defense, isn't it? You gotta be willing to work hard all the time. First one good for Grove, one more. 12-point game, 13-point game. As he hits a pair, he's got 7 in the game. Courtney up the left side. Hesitation, step back. Gives it to Withy. Withy works his way down. Back out to Vasquez. Good job by Keon. Denying Courtney the ball. Making it work so hard. Down to 2 minutes. And they're having to take so much time off the clock, too. Down low. Withy traveled. Got away with it. Courtney with the ball. They double him. To Withy out on top. Vasquez for three. Knuckleball no good. Rebound inside. Jump ball. Nobody boxed out. Number 31, Giovanni Lopez.
Jump ball goes to the line.
That'll be the Lions ball in the alternating possession. About a minute 48. Took them, that was 30 seconds down the floor and they didn't get any points out of it. They did get a shot off. Vasquez, hands off to Withy, Carton on him.
Pivot foot.
The other Withy with it now. Number 11, he's fouled by Meeker. That will put Trevor Withy on the line to shoot two. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Saturday evening brings out the casual coach dress, doesn't it? McShane with the no-show socks, and Coach Thompson looks like he just showed up from working out. He's got a Nike t-shirt and a pair of sweats on. Trevor Withy hits the first one. One more.
Yes.
Misses that one. Meeker with a long rebound. No box out again. My goodness. We just so undisciplined on boxing out on free throw attempts.
Uh-oh.
Carton. Swing it over to Nyseth. Nyseth. Jab step. Drives all the way to the basket. Rim checked. He got there. Just couldn't finish. He had the big kid Lopez way out 22 feet from the basket. Courtney. Tough move inside. And then they'll get a loose ball foul on Grove, I think.
I'm sorry. Unbelievable.
Groves first.
That was ticky-tack compared to how...
Good defense. Good defense on Courtney that time. Warriors are up 12 at the line. Lopez misses the first one. He may be a 6'4 sophomore, but he's not a force at all. At all. He's done nothing for them all game, really. And they have one really good offensive player. He misses both of them. Carton with the rebound. One really good offensive player. A couple other kids who can handle the ball a little bit, and that's it. I mean, they've got... Hunter Courtney has not scored in the fourth quarter, Ron. He had 24.
Keon.
He had 25 after three. We are 6 minutes and 55 seconds in to this fourth quarter, and he hasn't scored. Part of that's fatigue. Part of that's Keon. It is. It takes a lot of energy to handle and score that much. People don't realize how that wears you out. It's what makes it impressive when you see somebody like when Kobe went for 80, 81 or whatever that was against Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, there's a reason why people don't do it very often.
It is hard. Yeah, I've played in my younger days, I played against guys that just like, you could be living in their uniform and they're going to make a basket.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just have to make them work. People don't understand that. I mean, great scorers are going to get their points. The trick is to make them work hard for it. So late in the game, they don't have the legs. They don't have the energy. They don't have their rhythm. And that's what Keon's really done here in the fourth quarter for the Warriors is he has made life hard for Courtney, and Courtney's gotten tired. Warriors dealing with some pressure, man to man. Carton hands to Keon.
Oh.
Scoops it out to Meeker. Back to Grove with the drive. Left hand up and in. They broke down that defense. Got them a little out of position. They overplay a little bit. And you beat them off the dribble. Nice job. That's the old Justin Amaya move there. Courtney misses the three on top. Scoreless in the fourth. He put a clinic on in the third, though. That was fun to watch, folks. He may not be on our team, but when somebody starts playing like that, it's fun to watch. Grove again draws the foul. Turns that corner. Foul's going to be on Whippy. That's his fifth. He's out of the game. Good sportsmanship here. Look at this. Withy goes over and fist bumps the coaching staff as he fouls out of the game. 52-38 Warriors. 26 seconds left to go. Grove at the line. Hits the first one. His free throws look a little flat tonight. Coleman Chase coming back, or Case, I call him Chase. Coleman Case coming back in the game. Replaces Lopez. 15-point Warrior lead. One more for Grove, junior guard. See, they're short. He gets it to roll in, but he's flat on that shot. He's got to get a little more arc on that. Vasquez drives, spins, shoots the short mid-range, and hits it on the turnaround. Osvaldo Vasquez with 8 points in the game. 10 seconds to go. Warriors will win this one 54-40, folks. Final score from Amity High School. We'll be back in just a minute with some final numbers.
Isn't it the same?
Welcome back, Warrior fans. We'll find out if it's the same or not. Warrior boys with a 54-40 win over the Jefferson Lions. I don't think this next game is going to be that close, Ron. Warriors were led tonight by Trent Carton with 20 points as he hit six out of... How many threes did Trent take in that game, you know?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Nine, probably?
Nine.
6 out of 9 from three-point range. Phenomenal outside shooting. We've been looking for... consistent outside shooting all year. That helps.
Nobody else did anything different than they normally do.
Nysas had 13 points. He had 11 of those second half, and he really changed our offense in the second half. They tried to get out on Trent, opened up the middle a little bit. Colby able to really work out of that low post.
I have him 7 for 10 from the field.
Yeah, and a couple of his misses were right at the basket. So high percentage shots, making good moves down low. No shot blocker in the game. Colby could really function. He had a good game Thursday night, too. It's back-to-back double-digit nights for Colby, really coming into his own as an offensive player. And then 11 for Andrew Grove tonight. Played a really nice game overall. Took good care of the basketball. You talked about lack of turnovers tonight, Ron.
Yeah. We had 11 for the game.
But only two in the second half?
Two in the second
half. Much better. Nine's too many. We were a little sloppy. Five for Meeker, four for Howard, and one for Watson. They were led by Hunter Courtney, 25 points. None in the fourth quarter. He had 15 in that third quarter. That was phenomenal. So that's not working either?
We'll see.
We'll see. We're swapping out the score clock here with the middle school one to see if it'll work.
I don't think it's going to. Something is messed up.
That's weird. I don't know what's going on there. All right. We're going to take a break for a few minutes and be back, get you set up for the girls' action here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll have a little dead air here for just a minute as I get a new recording going. Thanks for joining us for the boys' action. Stay tuned for girls' basketball here from Amity High School against the Jefferson Lions. Don't go anywhere.